I'm Sharon Rosen, your Peaceful Heart Coach, and you're listening to part 4 of Crazy World, Peaceful Heart. Initiate small physical movements daily. Your body is an amazing configuration of tissues, bones, muscles, organs, glands, and fluids. Every movement, every breath, every facial expression relies on a finely orchestrated series of impulses that you don't even have to think about. It happens automatically with no conscious focus needed. You are wired for movement. Every cell pulsates and shimmies. Nerves fire and ignite muscle fibers so that when you itch, a hand instinctively reaches to scratch. Unfortunately, most of daily life conspires to keep you from using and enjoying the full range of motion available. As I mentioned in the segment on acclimating to your inner rhythms, we are too often sitting and tend to be aimed in a forward direction, whether we're sitting or standing. It's rare that we experience fluid movement or circular movement, and we're sitting and sitting and sitting, and trying to offset that with a trip to the gym or an end-of-the-day walk or run, which is great, but it's not really enough. In a recent PBS documentary, British physician and author Michael Mosley uncovered some compelling research that makes clear that lots and lots of small movements daily, like getting up from your desk at least once an hour, stretching, walking around while you're on the phone, and yes, taking the stairs whenever possible, actually have a larger and more positive impact on your health than that hour at the gym after sitting at your desk all day. It's a true testimony to the adage that little things mean a lot and that they add up to big things over time. I also mentioned earlier something about the unique rhythm of your cerebrospinal fluid. I'd like to tell you now about the importance of that and then talk you through a unique exercise that in only a few minutes will positively affect every level of well-being by balancing and strengthening that rhythm. Your spine is literally the core of your being. It is the very first thing that develops during the gestation process, and this rhythm is in you from the very first moments of becoming who you are. It is like a tide moving in and out, and you can see this movement in infants as they breathe in and out. There is actually a subtle yet noticeable movement in the spine that occurs on the in-breath and out-breath. As you grow older and become impacted by injuries, stress, and the often discordant rhythms of the world around you, this fundamental fluid pulsation is disrupted. And since the cerebral spinal fluid bathes and cushions your spinal cord as well as your brain, this disruption can have negative effects on your nervous system, which results in both physical and emotional distress. The good news is, osteopaths have developed gentle, effective ways to bring this core fluid system back to balance. And better still, this simple movement sequence, which you can do yourself anytime, anywhere, will recreate the rhythm your cerebrospinal fluid moved to so naturally as an infant. This will nourish your being on many levels and bring a vibrance to your day that grows each time you practice, which is why it is called spinal vibrance. So to begin, sit near the edge of your chair so that there's space for you to move freely. Begin in an upright seated position and gently, slowly arch the small of your back, taking a full, easy in-breath. Then flatten the small of your back, breathing out as you move. Let the movements begin in a subtle way, first just by moving your pelvis, and then slowly bringing more of your spine into the curving forward and arching back. Now move even more deeply into flexing forward and extending back, becoming aware of the natural movement of your head and upper back that follows as you continue. Your whole spine and torso will come into play as you warm to the movement, and your breath will naturally want to come into your body as you're arching back and extending, and leave your body as you're flexing forward. Don't strain or push. Just allow yourself to work as slowly as feels comfortable and focus on all of the sensations that arise in your body as you move through each part of the exercise. You may want to see if you can make each in-breath and out-breath and each movement forward and back last for about 6 seconds. And if you move to that rhythm, that's actually the natural healthy flow of the cerebral spinal fluid, about 6 or 7 seconds in and back and out and forward. And when you feel like you've warmed up and gone as far into the stretch as possible while seated, bring yourself into a standing position and let your feet be about hip width apart with soft knees. And again, starting with just a rocking of the pelvis, start moving your body forward and back. And then gradually make those movements bigger and use more of your spine and your body. Gradually include opening and closing your arms as you extend back and then flex forward. And remember to focus on your breath, inhaling as you open back and exhaling as you fold forward. Feel as if you're opening and releasing any pent-up anger, frustration, and sadness as you open your arms and chest. And then feel as if you're bringing in fresh energy, nurturance, and calm as you fold your arms in and bend forward. End by standing still for a while, knees soft, and body aligned as if you're being held by a piece of string at the top of your head and just gently floating down from that. Feel the new energy moving through your spine, pelvis, arms, and legs. Enjoy all of the sensations that this movement has provided. And do this as often as you can. Seriously, if you do this simple movement for 5 minutes every day, you will start to feel more limber, more alert, and more aligned in your body, mind, and spirit.